Whilst freedom is not a word we generally associate with Christmas, the fact is that it lies at the very heart of the Christmas story. Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond and welcome again to Fresh. Back in the days when Jesus was being born, God's chosen people had all but forgotten what it was to be ruled by a benevolent king. We may well today whinge and complain about the governments that rule us, but back then, the Israelites had been under tyrannical rule for centuries. At the time that Jesus was born, it was of course the brutal Roman occupation, coupled with King Herod, who was in cahoots with the occupiers. But centuries earlier, the prophet Zechariah had predicted the coming of a different king. Zechariah chapter 9, verse 9. People of Zion, rejoice. People of Jerusalem, shout with joy. Look, your king is coming to you. He is the good king who won the victory, but he is humble. He is riding on a donkey, on a young donkey, born from a work animal. Jesus was a very different king indeed for Israel. He was a good king, a humble king. Not only did he slip into this world in a humble stable out the back of Bethlehem, but 3 decades later on his way to the cross for the likes of you and me, he rode that humble donkey. And when we make him the king, the Lord of our lives, you and I, what we discover is freedom. Freedom from the tyrannical rule of our sin. Freedom from the lies of this world. Freedom to be who he made us to be through the victory that he won. Jesus, the good king, the humble king, he came to set you free. That's God's word fresh for you today. There's something powerful that happens when we let God speak his word into our hearts. He sets us free from the chains that bind us. That's why you can receive this devotional into your inbox each day. Just stop by at christianityworks.com and you'll see the fresh sign up right there at the top of the homepage. It's completely free. And when you do subscribe, you'll immediately receive a copy of my ebook, How Can I Hear God Speak to Me? That web address again is ChristianityWorks.com.